Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
At our church, we have people repeat a prayer who want to place their faith in Christ.
Jesus did all the hard part. He did everything but pray your prayer.
I'm going to ask you just to pray with me right now. Just say these words with me.
You can say those words every day for the rest of your life and die and be separated from God.
The scripture does not say that Jesus Christ came to the nation of Israel and said that the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Now, who would like to ask me into their hearts?
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Are you guys furries?
Yes, they are. And they're descending on the ATL. This is Wretched Radio. It's furry weekend in Atlanta. You say, what exactly is a furry? And how does it differ from a Therian or an otherkin? Our very own furry expert. You are kind of furry.
Thank you.
You could actually be a furry without having to buy a costume. Our very own furry expert, Jimmy Hicks. Handsome Hicks.
Yes.
Sorry, you prefer handsome Jimmy.
Well, whatever. Hicks. As long as you get the handsome.
As long as don't leave out the important part.
That's right.
What exactly is a furry according to the AI machine?
A subculture centered around anthropomorphic animals. That's animals with human traits.
Animals don't have human traits.
Most furries do not believe they're animals, but they create fursonas.
Yeah, they dress up
right.
In cat clothes. Now they can be very sophisticated, like the whole costume. If you went, for instance, to a children's carnival, these would be the costumes that people get paid to dress up in to amuse children. Well, these are adults that dress up in very ornate costumes, or bare minimum, they put on cat ears. They somehow glue a tail to their back and they run around pretending to be a cat. Now that differs. The furry is different than the Therian
right.
Or the otherkin.
That's right. These are individuals who believe they are spiritually or psychologically non-human, often animals or mythical creatures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they actually believe that they are something other than what they are. You know, that sounds kind of familiar. There was a day when people who dressed up like animals either were workers at children's carnivals or they did this behind closed doors. Why is it so prevalent today that a convention is being held for hundreds of furries who will attend a variety of events at no small cost in downtown Atlanta? And why are university campuses being flooded with furries? There's a young man at church who shows me pictures of furries. People who are dressing up like cats to go to their classes dressed up like a feline. What is going on? Well, this is yet another fruit of the centuries-old trend to make sure that you can be your authentic self. In fact, that's exactly how the furry convention defines what it means to be a furry. Here's the lingo from furryweekend.com. Furry Weekend is a community-driven, volunteer-led organization that is devoted to providing memorable, educational, inclusive, and safe experiences where our community is encouraged to explore and express, here it comes, Oprah, their true self. Do you think she ever imagined that this is what the true self movement would ultimately look like? I like to hope not. This is the fruit of the worldview that says you gotta be you and don't let anybody judge you. Don't let anybody make you feel bad. If you are doing something that the culture does not esteem or makes you feel a little bit embarrassed about, you need to reject any sort of societal pressure to conform to their norms and be your true self. Let it show. Let it flow. And be a furry who attends a convention. That's how big this movement is. From their website, about anthropomorphics or furry. Put simply, anthropomorphism is endowing human characteristics to non-human objects. Usually in language, not dressing up. Usually taking the form of human characteristics given to animals, anthropomorphism has been with humanity from the very earliest cave paintings to our modern marketing icons and sports mascots. Right. sports mascots, children's costumes intended to amuse but not be connected to reality. This is a different thing. This is actually thinking that you can pretend to be an animal, or that you should dress up and go out in public as an animal. Not at a sporting event because you're the mascot, not at a children's carnival because you're the entertainment, but because you simply want to go out in public dressed up like a kitty cat. Furry Weekends intends to provide a place where fans of anthropomorphic animals can come together for fun, fellowship, and education. They have a longing to come together. Don't we as human beings desire that? We want to have fellowship with a group. Well, this particular group of individuals are called furries. And I'm going to share with you, this is you're going to have to use your imagination here. This is a TikTok video that was posted 3 weeks ago with 204,000 views. It is a group of furries sitting on a lawn someplace. I don't know where they are, but there are about 8 of them dressed up like kitty cats. A man approaches them, and then listen to the reaction of the human beings dressed up in costumes.
Are you guys furries?
Looking at each other and licking their paws. Go get them! Go get them, furries! And they attack them, barking like cats or animals. Maybe they were dogs. I don't... I get the difference between cats and dogs confused. Because even if you dress up like a dog, you can still identify as a cat. And you might be inclined to think, this is... what? What would you say this is? If I had to pick a word, I'm going to write my word down. Jimmy, what word would you get? Only get one word.
For what?
To describe the furry movement and the furry weekend in Atlanta. One word.
Nonsense.
Okay. I went with tragic. Mm. This is just sad to me. Yeah, it's kind of, in fact, there was an MSNBC video where somebody was doing, it was some one of their talk shows, they all are on MSNBC, they don't do real news, and they were reporting on a gas leak at a Chicago furry convention. And all of the hosts were like, furry convention, what, they're dressing up and they're laughing, which was not politically correct at all, because hey, if they self-identify as something, you have to affirm it and celebrate it. You could laugh at this. I get it. It is ridiculous, but I think it's more than that. These are some hurting people. And I don't mean hurting like with a sheepdog, because that would probably be considered a pun in bad taste. These people, they don't need a convention to celebrate their confusion or their inner desires to be non-conforming individuals. This is the world that we are baking our kids in. Don't conform to society. Society must conform to you. Well, let me take you to a furry weekend. They have a charity, so if they have excess funds, they give to Lost and Found Youth, which is an LGBTQ safe place for youth. I suspect that there is a fair amount of sexual issues involved in this movement. Why would I say that? Well, let me just take you to some of the events that take place at the furry weekend. And I think you might go, oh, is it possible that this is about more than playing pretend? Let's start with... The video games tournament. Super Smash Brothers, Pokemon, Mario. Video games and virtual reality are a big part of what they're going to be doing at the furry convention. They're going to go to the Georgia Aquarium to make a splash. See what they did there. As they take over the largest aquarium in the U.S. for an unforgettable experience with fandom DJs, musicians, and fursuits. A fursuit headless lounge will be located inside the aquarium for the duration of the event. So dust off those paws, fluff up those tails, and get ready to strut your stuff. I am so glad my video camera into Jimmy's studio is not working right now, because I got a feeling I know what I'd be looking at. Are you tittering in there?
Tattering.
Join us as we celebrate community, creativity, and here it is, the spirit of acceptance. But here's why I think kink is a part of it. The Moonlight Festival is an 18 plus after dark adult themed event celebrating the kinkier sides of life. Our event is a consent-driven safe space separated by privacy walls, giving you the opportunity to wear kink attire or gear that would not be allowed in other spaces. While fursuits are highly encouraged, they are not required. And it's growing, just keeps getting bigger every year. Here's the rules. This is a public space, so sexual acts, all caps, rather bold, are not allowed. Leashes, collars, cuffs, and harnesses are welcome. However, for the safety of everyone, please do not hold on to another person's leash. And then it describes the materials of the clothes that you can wear. And it involves lace, leather, PVC, rubber, neoprene, latex. It seems that whenever we see one of these movements that has never been a part of the social norm, can you think of one that isn't somehow connected to sex? I can't. This is Wretched Radio.
Thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know, a dollar today doesn't go near as far as it used to. It might buy you a soft drink, but what if your dollars could multiply? For 25 years, our gospel partners have been watching their giving multiply. Every month, their faithful support transforms into college campus evangelism, biblical counseling, marriage restoration, and gospel proclamation across the globe. And when you become an ongoing monthly gospel partner, understand this. You're not just giving money. You're preaching the gospel to a student at Georgia Tech. You're discipling the young men struggling with pornography. And you're equipping a pastor in a small rural church. And the work, it's nowhere near finished. The fields are white for harvest, and your monthly partnership makes it all possible. Join us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner right now by visiting FortisInstitute.org. That's FortisInstitute.org, because when faithful people give faithfully, the gospel advances powerfully. Wretched, amazing grace, amazing gospel.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke? Or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Beautiful campus. All of the athletics and activities that you've come to expect from universities. But it's more than that. The academic programs are most excellent, preparing students for the future. The Washington Post just said, number six for preparing students for the real world. All that. Plus, the Masters University isn't woke, and it is thoroughly biblical. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
So if we were going to be honest with one another, we would have to admit that every day our phone buzzes with celebrity scandals and political outrage and notifications of TikTok trends, all the stuff that doesn't matter. But what if your phone could deliver something different? Because it can. Meet Fortis Plus. If you haven't already downloaded it yet, I want to urge you to take that opportunity right now. It's free and it will replace noise with nourishment. Picture this, 7 new pieces of content every single day. And I'm not talking clickbait or gossip. I'm talking real truth for real life. The app is already full of hundreds of hours of content. Again, completely free. And when I say free, I mean free. I don't mean hidden costs and temporary trials and premium tiers. No subscription traps at all. Because while everyone else all over the world is selling you something, we are giving something away. Fortis Plus. Download it right now where you download your apps, or just go to fortisplus.org, because what feeds your mind shapes your life.
Titles of Christ. In the Bible, Jesus is given many titles that teach us about who he is and what he has done. Jesus is called the firstborn. Jesus was the firstborn from death, resurrected that we may have life, and he is the firstborn over all creation, the preeminent Son, through whom we are adopted as sons and daughters of God the Father.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Back to our very own furry expert. Furry expert. This is Wretched Radio. Jimmy?
Yes?
Not only are you a wee bit furry yourself, but you are a furry expert. All things dress up. Sometimes called cosplay, where you dress up like something and then you go out into public and you pretend to be that thing. At campuses, you see people dressing up like knights and they do sword fighting with wooden swords. You know, sort of like a lot of homeschool conventions used to be. Jimmy, we see it all over the place on campuses. There's now a convention in Atlanta. I was sharing with you the deets. That's the cool way of saying details. The deets of the convention, which is being held at the Marriott Marquis. They have a number of events scheduled. They have mental health rooms, quiet rooms, because mental health is very important to them. So if you're feeling frazzled by being with a lot of your fellow animals, you can go into quiet places because they care about your mental health. And I think that's kind of what the issue is all about. One of the themes, one of the events at night is a furry kink event where you dress up, well, kinkily, like an animal or something. And you have to make sure that certain fabrics can be worn that all seem to be very unusual for human attire. And Jimmy, one of the rules was that you can't hold another person's leash.
Uh-huh. Yes,
you,
for sure.
You being the observant furry you are, said.
They called them a person. I mean, they obviously know they're not animals.
Well, I think, of course, in their heart, they know that. How many of these people cross the line into being an otherkin? Or what's the other word that's a trend? A what? What's the other one?
Therian.
A Therian.
Uh-huh.
What is that? What is that? What's the etymology of that word? A Therian.
I'll find out.
Yeah, Vanga. Have something to do with acting, but other, I don't know what exactly that means, but apparently there's a difference between a furry and a Therian. I think it might be a difference without much of a distinction. 20 years ago, certainly 50 years ago, while we would see adults dress up in costumes for sporting events, children's events, going out in public dressed as an animal, having an entire conference dedicated to getting together with a group of your fellow furries to have a kink event, which is why, I'm sorry, these things, they just always seems to be a sexual nature to them. That there always seems to be some sort of deviancy involved in this. One of the rules was no PDAs. You can't be doing those acts in public. And our very own furry commented.
Animals usually don't care about who's
around. Why not do it in public?
That's right.
Apparently just because the Marriott maybe has some rules. Otherwise, who knows what might be happening there. All right, what's the etymology of Therian?
Oh, it's a Greek word, and it means wild beast.
Really?
It does, yes.
Okay, then. So you think you're actually a wild beast. What a downgrade. This isn't anthropomorphism. This is anthropological. What a downgrade to think that you're an animal.
It's a Romans 1 identity crisis is what it is.
Oh, it most certainly is. Did you get that off of AI or was that right out of your...
No, I've been wanting to say that since you started. I was looking for the right place.
It is. All of this is. This all had, Carl Truman was the first one to really focus on the anthropological aspect of this, our view of what it means to be human. Okay, this is another reason that we Christians need to be leading conversations on what it means to be an image bearer, not just the furry business, but there are a group of scientists now who are saying, get ready because we're going to be able to make humans without brains. So that we can harvest their organs and use them for people who are sentient, who think and who process. Not sure, but I think it was WNG that wrote the article, which I thought I brought into the studio with me. Why would you and I be opposed to creating things without brains so that we can have organs for people who need them? After all, doesn't that sound like an act of kindness? No, It sounds like an act of utilitarianism. It sounds like an act of pragmatism where the ends justifies the means. What makes a human a human? First of all, Greg Giffert's new book, Lies My Therapist Told Me, would be extremely helpful in this regard because he makes the distinction, the biblical distinction between the mind and the brain. That the mind is it's who you are, your inner you. You're not your brain. Your brain is something different. It's an organ. I always like to think of the brain as kind of the processing unit for you. The you inside of you needs the brain to get the internal you to the external parts so that people can hear and see and know. But you are not your brain. Having a brain doesn't make you a human. Ask yourself the question. If somebody were lying on a table, somebody 40 years old, and their brain were removed, would you say, oh, they're not a human being anymore? Now, you might make the case that they are not functioning anymore. In fact, you could make that case because you need your brain because it's the thing that brings the inside to the outside, but it doesn't make you you any more than if we removed your kidney. See, they think the seat of the soul, although they wouldn't use that phrase, is your brain. It's not. And Greg Giffert, in his new book, Lies My Therapist Told Me, which you can, we're getting really close to it coming out. So you can pre-order your copy now. Lies My Therapist Told Me, fortisinstitute.org/lies. And you can order it from whatever source you prefer and get the best deal that you can find. It's already number one in some Amazon categories like pastoral, train, whatever. It's this thing I think is going to be big. It's an important book and it would help us understand that people are not their brains and that we can't make human beings that are brainless and say they're not really human. This is an anthropological issue. And so is this furry business. Now, most of these people who are, whether they're furries or Therians, they're mostly harmless. They're just trying to do their thing. Although I suspect a lot of them could be pretty aggressive about demanding acceptance, which I think is kind of what this push is about. Not only do they just want acceptance, that at some point they're going to want affirmation and applause, because isn't that exactly what we saw with the LGBTQ movement? Hey, just don't think bad thoughts about us. That's all we want. We just want to visit a hospital room. That's all we want. And now that we've got that, we want you to accept us. And now that we have that, we want you to affirm us. And now that we have that, we want you to change the laws for us. It is definitely a slippery slope. And by the way, that slippery slope is slipping in Canada. There is an agency, it's an NGO. Nevertheless, they receive $400,000. No, $500,000. They received $400,000 in 2022. 2024, they got $500,000. The organization is called Rainbow Faith and Freedom. And they want to set up a church rating website where they can identify churches that aren't LGBTQ affirming to grade them. It's government funded to create a blacklist of conservative churches and other religious communities, claiming their agenda is one of inclusion and welcome. And if you don't affirm us, we're not going to include you. We're going to exclude you and tell people not to go to you. In other words, the hypocrisy is quite rank. Now, these people are being aggressive about it. I always think that there's two categories that we need to consider. And I grant you, the lines aren't always clean. Even so, I think that you've got people, when they're inside of a movement like this, that are just lost and confused. And I think for them, we have compassion. They're hurting. They're not going to be all that God wants them to be as image bearers. And he wants good things for his children. On the other hand, you've got another group that are aggressive about advancing their agenda and stifling anything that is Christian, because they don't want to have their consciences pinged, which, by the way, that doesn't seem to be going away. No matter how much advancement the LGBTQ movement makes, they don't seem to still be very happy. And we know that they can't be. because when you're living against the grain, you're always going to get slivers. Yep, I'm sticking with that illustration. There are those who war against God and against Christian ideals. Those people, I think, can be treated differently. Those people, I think, can be spoken to and about more forcefully because they are seeking to undermine, to deconstruct, and to harm. I don't know what the breakdown is, but I suspect most of the people at the furry convention, maybe the people running it, are the ones with the agenda. But the people attending it, honestly, I think they deserve our pity, and our churches should be welcoming spaces for them. Why? Because God's willing to save furries and then change their thinking, change their inner man so that they believe that they're actually a human and not a furry. This is Wretched Radio.
And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break production of Fortis Institute. Well, President Trump continues his campaign against gender ideology. Executive orders have already forced multiple hospitals to suspend transgender treatments for children with facilities in New York, Chicago, Washington, and beyond, pulling back from what the president rightly called chemical and surgical mutilation. And the consequences for unchecked gender ideology were on full display at the U.S. Masters Swimming National Championships recently, where a male competitor swept every women's event that he entered. He dominated the women's 45 to 49 age group, winning races by margins as wide as 4 seconds, an eternity in competitive swimming. And in California, Democrats doubled down on the same dangerous ideology, voting down common sense bills that would have kept male sex offenders out of women's prisons. The Senate Public Safety Committee, including a far-left senator, rejected Republican proposals despite letters from female inmates describing brutal assaults. One woman testified that she suffered a spontaneous abortion after being beaten by a male inmate. When the author of the Republican proposal questioned why the state was distributing condoms in women's prisons, not a single Democrat had an answer. Yeah, that's par for the course. And President Trump is also tackling institutional failure, announcing a FEMA review council tasked with returning emergency management power to the state after widespread criticism of FEMA's handling of recent disasters, including the revelation that workers were directed to skip homes with Trump signs following Hurricane Milton. The president has assembled a team of experts, including Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, and several governors to fix what he calls a terrible broken system. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has suspended a Milwaukee judge following federal charges that she helped an illegal inmate evade ICE agents. And new research shows that the abortion pill is 22 times more dangerous than the FDA claim, with 11.2% of women suffering serious complications, including hemorrhaging and emergency room visits. That's vastly higher than the less than 0.5% the FDA reported. And at the Democratic National Convention, newly elected Vice Chair David Hogg faces a challenge from Native American Kaylin Free, who lost the race in February but now claims the election discriminated against women of color. The committee will meet virtually next week to consider the complaint, adding to Hogg's troubles after DNC Chairman Ken Martin rebuked his plans to funnel $20 million into primary challenges against incumbent Democrats. More and more trouble for the Democratic Party. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.
God has given the church many gifts for the building up of the body. One gift is service, the spiritual ability to meet people's physical needs. Just as Christ came not to be served, but to serve, God provides the office of deacon, those who are charged and equipped to care for the physical needs of the church.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Anthropology. That's right. I was singing to the Christmas tune, Happy Holidays. You probably didn't reckon. This is Wretched Radio. Anthropology is a subject we Christians do well to study so that we can lead the cultural conversation about so many brave new world issues. Just saw a headline. I didn't read the article, I confess. But isn't that the way most of us tend to get our news? Just read the headline. And by the way, who has time to actually go find the headline in the story when everybody buries the lead so deeply? The headline that I read was Elon Musk claiming, basically, you don't have to worry about your memory anymore. You don't have to worry about not remembering stuff, which I almost did right there. So apparently we're not quite there yet. I was reading another article of a fellow who said that he used AI for like everything for 2 weeks. And he realized, I don't need to remember anything anymore. It just learns. And I've seen that, by the way, because we use AI judiciously here at the ministry. And I've seen it's like, oh, you're just tracking with me more and more and more as I make these requests. And that is why you and I need to understand anthropology so that we can draw the line and make the distinction between artificial intelligence and actual intelligence, because there is a difference. Aren't our brains being rewired? When you just think about our human interaction and how little social interaction we actually do have, because we get it all on social media. It's not real. We see things, we watch things. Yep, there's people in these videos, at least maybe actual humans and not computer-generated human beings. But they aren't real. It's not face-to-face. It's not intimate. It's not warm. And I'm telling you, I think with it is one of the reasons, in fact, one of the big reasons we are seeing the fruit of depression and anxiety and suicide rates. These people, they are hurting. And by the way, we're going to be spending a little time next week, maybe. I think we're going to wait till Greg's book launches to talk about the SSRIs and the effect that they have on people, making them violent, making them suicidal. Because these medications, they don't know how they work, why they work, or what they do. Well, what we know is they cause a lot of people to have a lot of hostility and anger and to do very bad things. In fact, I think there's legislation, and I think Tennessee already has it. Wyoming, I think, is the next state. They want legislation so that we can find out when these mass shootings take place. Were these kids on SSRIs? Were these kids getting off of SSRIs? Because it appears that there is a pattern. And maybe rather than just let's blame the guns, let's take a look at the SSRIs. It alters our brains, and so does social media. And that is why anthropology is so important. What does it mean to be human? What is the way for us to flourish? And the only way that our culture will know the correct way is if the Bible speaks into it. Because they can't make decisions except it'll all be utilitarian. It'll all be about, hey, does it cause some good? Then fine, Neuralink it. But we need to be asking, what does it mean to be human? Well, who gets to answer that question? God. And God tells us that what it means to be human is to be in actual relationship with one another, to communicate with one another, to have fellowship with one another, to love one another, to be educated so that we become like God. These are the things that make human beings. And when we remove those and replace them with a very cheap knockoff known as social media, people aren't going to flourish. Anthropology is a big issue. And I think that's what we're seeing with this furry convention. I think that's what we see with the LGBTQ stuff. We see it with the trans movement. We see it with the life movement. It's all about human beings. For instance, this is from Not the Bee, reporting from Talker Research. They did a survey of people with pets. 56% are willing to repay the favor and would trade years off of their own life so their pet could live longer. I love dogs. I'm just bonkers for dogs. And the dogs that we've had, they just basically, they're just pretty much with me all the time. time because I love dogs. I wouldn't give them a day of my life. No human being should. I wouldn't give a day off of your life so that my precious pooch could live another 24 hours. Why? Because you're more important. You're more valued by God. You are the cream of his creative crop. Human beings are better than animals. This is an anthropological issue. This is why we keep seeing these silly science journal reports comparing animals to human beings. The ant story, I think, was that earlier this week or last week? Ants do surgery like human beings. What they do is they tear the limbs off another ant, and they call that surgery, amputation. I call it tearing a leg off of another ant. And apparently, the ant it's a Florida ant, has something in their mouth that causes healing. Really? And how did they get that medicine in their mouth? Oh yeah, God put it there. It's all about anthropology, raising animals to a higher level, giving them more credit than what is due, and then making human beings lowly so that we meet in the middle and we're all animals. From the same study, results found that when respondents are away from their pet, it takes an average of 5 hours before their mental health starts to decrease. Though 41% say it wanes within the first 2 hours. What does that tell me? Humans are hurting. I get it. Dogs can be comforting. And I always hate using this phrase because it just, I could turn it into 84 paragraphs to water it down. But here it is in its Cliff's Notes version. God wants to be our therapy dog. God wants to be the one that we run to for comfort, who helps us with our mental health. And he only can bring about healing and comfort and peace. He's the only one. And I know that dogs can be helpful. I get that. But they should not take the place of the one who can do a much better job of bringing about the peace that you seek. Almost 2 in 5, 38%, trust their pet's instincts more than their own. This is anthropological confusion. Here's another one. This is from the Christian Post. The ACLU celebrating a victory because images of naked children that were seized by police get to be returned to an art exhibit that was displaying pictures of naked children. What in the world is going on? Well, besides deviancy, these are human beings. And human beings typically have clothes on unless they're bathing, going to a doctor's office. We wear clothes. Why? Because we're different than the animals. This is disgusting. The ACLU of Texas is celebrating a First Amendment victory. Yeah! Showing naked kids. That's freedom of speech, man. Nonsense. The Fort Worth Police Department had to return photographs by acclaimed artist Sally Mann to the Modern Art Museum of Fort Worth months after the seizure. Police removed four photographs from the Diaries of Home exhibit at the Modern Art Museum. Of course it's modern art, because remember, modern art is not intended to elevate the human spirit. It's got to shock you. That's what art is about, shocking you. That's not the way we used to think about art. Why? Because we were informed by something higher. It's not about shocking. It's about how can I make something beautiful the way God makes things beautiful? How can I paint this so that it reflects the laws of nature that make things more pleasing to the eye than others? Not anymore. We gotta shock people. Oh, okay, cool. Sorry, my eye just went to the description of these photographs that the ACLU is insisting is merely an expression of free speech. One of the images is called Wet the Bed. A young naked girl asleep and lying in a puddle. You've got popsicle drips, which depicts a nude boy with liquid running down his body, and The Perfect Tomato, which depicts a completely naked girl jumping on a table. The museum plaque described the exhibit as featuring children, quote, this is from the museum, naked, moody, and in suggestive situations in order to evoke an edgy dark side of childhood. What a low view of children. What a low view of people. Bad anthropology only opens the door further to perversion. And again, Jimmy, what was the phrase that you used for Romans? This is a Romans 1 identity
crisis.
Yeah, the identity crisis is that the world is forgotten. We're not animals. This is Wretched Radio.
You know what's remarkable? Currently, right now, at this present time, there are over 4 million podcasts in production. And something unexpected has happened. Fortis Institute's podcasts have quietly climbed the charts, all of them in at least the top 5% of all podcasts worldwide, 3 of them in the top 2%. Now, we're not here to shout from the rooftops about rankings. We're actually here because truth matters. For 25 years, we've been steadfast. First as Wretched Radio, then as Gospel Partners Media, now standing firm as Fortis Institute. Todd Friel, Adam Tyson, Brad Bigney, Greg Gifford, John Krotz, Libby Gloss, and real teachers addressing real issues. And you can find it all on the Fortis Plus app. Completely free. Hundreds of hours of content already there. Absolutely free. Download it, use it, share it, and then partner with us at fortisinstitute.org because we truly believe the church deserves better. fortisinstitute.org. You've most likely been there, sitting across from a therapist, staring at their degrees on the wall, listening while they give you a diagnosis and tell you what pill and prescription they think are going to cure all your ills. You walk out of the office carrying a label, and you wonder why you feel even heavier than you did before you walked in. That's why Dr. Greg Gifford wrote Lies My Therapist Told Me, because sometimes it's not the medication or even the diagnosis that's the real issue. It's that the whole system doesn't touch what's going on beneath the surface. Look, not every struggle is solved with a pill. Not every label tells the entire story. What if addiction's not just a disease? What if your anxiety is not just a chemical imbalance? And what if the diagnosis handed to your child is not the final word? The world gives its answers, but rarely does it ever deal with the heart. Scripture does. Pre-order Lies My Therapist Told Me today at fortisinstitute.org/lies. That's fortisinstitute.org/lies. For 25 years, Fortis Institute has been building something powerful, a reservoir of biblical truth deep enough to change lives and strong enough to transform churches. But we've realized something very profound. Truth was never meant to be contained. It was meant to flow freely, reaching every single person, every hungry heart, every searching mind, and that's why we're doing something unprecedented. We're breaking the dam. Truth Unhindered isn't just a campaign name, it's our vision for the future. It's about removing every barrier between solid teaching and those who need it the most. We have extraordinary plans for the second half of 2025, but to make this moment possible, we need your partnership now more than ever. Right now, through the end of June, every gift you give will be matched. Your generosity today becomes a flood of truth tomorrow. Just visit fortisinstitute.org/truth right now before June 30th and help us break the dam and let the truth flow unhindered. fortisinstitute.org/truth.
Titles of Christ. In the Bible, Jesus is given many titles that teach us about who he is and what he has done. Jesus is called the firstborn. Jesus was the firstborn from death, resurrected that we may have life, and he is the firstborn over all creation, the preeminent Son, through whom we are adopted as sons and daughters of God the Father.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Speaking of anthropological confusion, how's about that Jesse DePlantis? This is Wretched Radio. There are very few false teachers who get my goat like Jesse DePlantis. Why? He is obviously a charlatan, a huckster, and a circus clown with his joking and his aw shucking and his smiling. And he then sometimes uses an accent that I think every African-American should be agitated with. This guy is a crook.
You ready to hear the word of the living God?
Yeah, that would be nice. The problem is all he does is take the word of the living God and mangle it, claiming in this particular sermon titled Create Your World and Walk in It that we have the same DNA as God. That's just preposterous. That is just absolutely ridiculous. We are not gods, but that's what Jesse believes. We're little gods. We can just walk in our faith and create wealth because we have the same DNA as God. Oh, this guy.
Would you turn with me today to the book of Philippians chapter 4?
At least he's in the New Testament. Usually it's an Old Testament verse that gets used. Let me jump ahead in this particular sermon. I think you get a sense of, oh boy, I'm looking at his covenant church. There's plenty of space available in the pews.
Well, you think you're going to live? I said, till I'm finished. I'm determining that. My body's not determining that. Cancer's not determining it. High blood pressure, crippling arthritis. I am. Death and life's in the power of my tongue.
Then why did you have cancer and high blood pressure?
So I pray for myself.
How did he come up with this idea that humans have the same DNA as God? He gives credit. I was going to say blames. He gives credit to his daughter. She said, Daddy, how come everything you touch prospers? Well, that's very easy, Jody. I create my world and I walk in it. Jesse Duplantis couldn't possibly be more confused. I have the same DNA as God Almighty, and so do you. You were created by God. You have his DNA. Hey, Jimmy, can you think of anything else that's been created by God on this planet?
Everything?
You mean, so plants have the same DNA as God?
Yeah.
Rocks have the same DNA as God? I'm just trying to track the logic here. How's about Isaiah 43:10? Before me, no God was formed, nor shall be any after me. This man is at the least confused. And I got to tell you something, he just gets my goat. In fact, Joel Osteen doesn't agitate me as much as this guy. I don't know why. Maybe it's, you know, sort of like you have preferences. Some people like one type of ice cream, some like another, some dislike one type of vegetable, specifically broccoli and Brussels sprouts. Other people like good vegetables like, I don't know, carrots and sweet potatoes. There's something about Jesse Duplantis that just really agitates me. Joel Osteen, on the other hand, I don't know, he's just as bad. But he isn't quite as agitating, at least to me.
I want to talk to you today about the I am advantage.
Oh, good.
Two of the most important words we can ever say are I am.
I can think of two other important words right now. You heretic.
They're just small, ordinary words. We use I and am. And
I do not understand why people sit there. The cat, that's a furry animal, walked across the street. You and I walk, and the cat, which is a furry animal, they walk too, sometimes across streets. Thanks, Dr. Seuss.
Different ways all through the day. But when you put them together, something powerful happens. Whatever follows the I am will come looking for you.
This is word faith. It's just a different package.
I am blessed. Blessings are coming. I am strong. Strength is coming. I am healthy. Health is coming.
I am wealthy. Money is coming.
And this is great when we use it in the positive and we declare good things over our life.
That's word faith.
The problem is it works in the negative as well.
This is nothing but self-help glop. Speak affirmations to yourself. Don't speak negative words to yourself.
I am unattractive. Unattractiveness comes. I am lazy.
Is that right? Is that how it works?
Laziness comes.
So, Jimmy, if I get this correct, if I just start saying, I am ugly, then I'll no longer be this.
I don't know. I say I am handsome every day. That's how that works.
That's how that works. Hence the moniker.
I am unlucky. Bad breaks come.
Word faith.
Whatever you put after the I am, you're inviting into your life.
Got to tell you, this stuff is so nasty. It's so abiblical and it's so blasphemous. I am is God's name. That's why he's choosing this phrase. He's not dissimilar to Jesse Duplantis. We're little gods. We have divine abilities. We just need to have enough faith and speak it into existence.
Just imagine you're sending it an invitation. I am talented. You just invited talent to come.
Yeah, really? Jimmy, do you have the text number for talent?
And I don't.
Oh, so I just need to speak it.
Uh-huh.
And somehow talent hears it. And then it comes. Okay.
I am disciplined. I am focused. I am a masterpiece. You're inviting things that are making you better and moving you towards your destiny.
I am a masterpiece. I am a masterpiece. I am a masterpiece. Ain't working.
How many times are we inviting things we don't want? Joel, I'm just ordinary. You're inviting ordinary. I am poor. I am broke.
I am repetitive. I am redundant. I say the same thing over and over again. And I speak at a level for a third grader, actually a three-year-old.
You're inviting the very things you're trying to get rid of. Pay attention to what you're sending invitations to.
Yeah, by the way, Michael Todd, he just got pilloried on the internet. Because he was dressed up, the term that people were using to describe this preacher in, is he in Oklahoma? I think he's in Oklahoma.
I think so, yes.
Yeah. We're going to be in Oklahoma, Oklahoma University, this fall. Can't wait. If you'd like us to come to your campus, send Dalton an email, dalton@fortisinstitute.org. Michael Todd was dressed up, as the commentator said, like an auntie. This mustard-colored, like, half jacket and these billowy pants. Basically, he was dressed up like a girl. And he was doing the same stuff. They just use different words to say the exact same thing, which is you're a little God and you can speak stuff. You can determine your destiny by how much faith you possess and how often you speak it into existence. So Michael Todd, Jesse Duplantis, and Joel Osteen, all word faithers.
The good news is you get to choose what follows the I am. No more. I am limited.
I am short. What happened? Nothing's going on here.
It hit that one.
Did short not hear?
It hit me.
I'm out of shape.
You got to be careful how you speak these powerful words. You just really, because sometimes, like for instance, if I said something like, I am brilliant, and then I like moved, and then brilliance heard about it, came running, I wasn't here, it would hit Jimmy. And then he'd be brilliant. That was so backhanded.
You don't have to worry about
that. Wow.
I'm at a disadvantage. Do yourself a favor. Cancel those invitations. Quit sending out what you don't want.
Millions. People send him millions of dollars. And they get talked to like they're babies. And they're fed lies. And they are told utter nonsense. This is the word faith movement. It's advanced perhaps in its slickness and sophistication, but it's still the same old nonsense. And it's so trite. These are such the little things. I'm working on this actually for Sunday sermon and for a chapter in my next book. That to be blessed, we've got to alter our thinking of what that means. What it means to be like, this is good. It's not the garbage that Joel Osteen says it is. Money and big houses and facelifts. Those things don't bring peace. They aren't the enjoyable things. That's not the abundant life. What is? Not having guilt, no more shame, having anticipation, having a future hope, doing things because they have eternal implications. Those are the big things. Those are the sweet things. Those are the important things. And those are the things that actually bring Joel Osteen, Jesse Duplantis, Michael Todd. They're just pitching religion so they can profit. All people end up being is less wealthy and really bitter. Until tomorrow, go serve your king.